Serving the Fleet. The main image is an aerial photograph taken in June 1934 by Leslie Jones. It shows the major Navy Yard piers. At the base of the photo, the USS Constitution is docked along Pier 4. Battleships USS Texas and USS New York are tied up along both sides of Pier 6. They were in the Navy Yard for a ceremonial visit. For 7 decades, Pier 6 and its earlier wooden version served as one of Charlestown Navy Yard's primary industrial piers. Work on the pier reflected the yard's main focus at the time, ship repair and overhauls during peacetime, outfitting new vessels when the country was at war. During World War II, ships were launched off shipways north of Pier 7 as soon as they could float, making room for the next keel to be laid. Vessels then tied up along the main piers, where a superstructure was added and everything below deck completed. The sound of pneumatic drills and rivet guns punctuated the air. Electricians, pipe fitters, welders, painters worked around the clock. Over their heads, the crane lowered heavy components into place. In 1957, the present concrete pier was built, supported by concrete-filled steel pilings. A new industrial service building, now a restaurant, sat between crane tracks. Navy ships docked here for maintenance, sonar and radar upgrades, as well as state-of-the-art weapon systems installation until the Charlestown Navy Yard closed in 1974. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. The left image is a hand-colored postcard showing Pier 6 shortly after it was built in 1905. A couple of masted vessels are tied up on both sides. Ship houses where vessels were constructed are in back. In the foreground, a small steam-powered boat with black smoke coming out of its funnel is crossing the harbor from the Navy Yard toward the north end. The Navy Yard was often featured on postcards in the early 1900s. The image in the middle is a photograph from April 1931 showing the wood pile pier being replaced. A crane is moving materials from one of the two barges tied up alongside onto the pier. Rail tracks are being added so yard locomotives could transport materials onto the pier, both as it was being built and later as ships were being outfitted. The right image is a 1940s photograph showing an incredibly busy Pier 6. As World War II efforts intensified, a hammerhead crane was moved onto the pier. It dominates the middle of the photo. Two ships are tied up side by side along the north side of the pier. A third vessel is tied up on the south side. In 1941, the pier was extended, stretching a total of 750 feet into the harbor to provide even more room for ships to tie up.